We're talking high school volleyball with the co-coach for the CAM volleyball team, Ethan Westlane, here on KSOM. And, Coach, it's been a tough start to the season. Just haven't been able to get that first dub until last night. You beat Arweva. What did you see are some of the keys in the win over the Rockets?
Yeah, you know, that win didn't come easy at all. We had to really dig deep and find a way to earn every single point we got. You know, our energy wasn't there in the beginning until partway through that second set. And when we found that, we just kind of started running away with it then. So that energy and, you know, communication and excitement is key into winning games.
Well, Ruthie Ridge had a big night for you. It seems like she's always contributed in a lot of different categories. 7 kills, mm-hmm. 3 blocks, 14 digs, 2 aces. Mm-hmm. That's all over the court as far as I can see. You know, what can you say about Ruthie and what she's been able to do for you?
Right. You know, after the game last night, I went up to her and I said, you know, that was the best game of your career. And we switched her just a last week against Harlan. You know, we switched our rotation around where she's now in the middle because she needs – the outside was just too slow for her. She's too quick, and she was overthinking that, and putting her in that middle spot has really boosted her confidence, and she just completely went off last night for us.
Yeah. How do you feel overall about that offense with Ruthie and Maddie Richter, kind of a dual threat for you, and then Krista James contributing as well? Krista had a nice night as well last night with 7 kills.
Yeah, she did. That's the switch we made. We switched Krista from that middle to the outside where Ruthie was on the outside and switched her to the middle, and it just has been working out really well for us. Krista started connecting in the middle for us. And so just to have her on that outside now and getting those kills is great. And Maddie, you know, came in and did some good things for us too. We just need to get her sets closer to the net for her to be able to have more successful attacks.
What overall, I mean, what did you see in the first part of the season that you needed to emphasize and correct and certainly you still need to work on going forward?
Right. I think it's just the consistency of playing together and having that grit and energy that we need. We've had that, but we're not consistent with it. And I think if we can get consistent with that, and now hopefully getting that win underneath us, we can start contributing more in that win column.
So what do you see coming up here? You got Glidden-Ralston next up on Thursday night, West Harrison next week. So some conference games, some tournaments at Southwest Valley. What do you make of the competition you got here in the next couple of weeks?
Right. So Glidden-Ralston on Thursday, they're always a good defensive team. They like to frustrate you by keeping the ball off the floor. You know, if you have a really good hit, they're going to dig it. And they're going to frustrate you there. West Harrison, you know, they lost a lot. They lost their best hitter last year to graduation. So it'll be interesting to see what they have coming out of that. And then going into the Southwest Valley tournament, it's going to be a good day of competition down there for us. And I think if we can just compete and keep playing our game and not worry about who the best player is on the other side of the net, we're going to be just fine.
Well, some key games coming up in the Rolling Valley Conference, and later on we'll be having some coverage of some regular season volleyball games, including a showdown against Exira EHK. We'll be broadcasting that from Caminita on October 8th. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here in this next stretch of games.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. That's the head coach, co-head coach for CAM Volleyball, Ethan Westlane, here on KSOM.